This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That fierce heat wave in the West is continuing, and it'll expand into the nation's midsection, says the National Weather Service. Danny Weber works at a water theme park in Dublin, California, about a half hour east of San Francisco. It's going to be 104 degrees there today.
With the hot temperatures, like our splash play area, that water is probably going to be about 90 degrees, so it's making sure patrons stay hydrated when they're here. Just because you're in a pool doesn't mean you can't overheat.
He talked to KGO-TV in San Francisco. The websites and apps of dozens of big companies went down this morning briefly in a wave of internet outages around the world. Financial institutions, airlines, and other companies affected. Some U.S. airlines briefly affected. President Biden's back from Geneva and his meeting with Russian's Vladimir Putin. But what did they accomplish? Our Sagar Magani's got that.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There were no threats, just simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Later today, President Biden will sign into law the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act. It'll make June 19th a federal holiday, commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state will build more barriers along the border with Mexico. Texas now has a web page and a post office box number, so anybody can donate money for a wall. This is AP News. Has Congress given the president too much of its authority to declare war? The House will take a key vote today. Our Mike Gracia has this.
Momentum is growing in Washington to terminate the 2002 authorization of military force against Iraq, a move that supporters say is necessary to constrain presidential war powers. The White House and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer are endorsing the repeal legislation, with Schumer saying he intends to bring it to the Senate floor this year. The House is expected to pass repeal legislation Thursday. The White House stressed in a statement earlier this week, no ongoing military activities are reliant upon the 2002 authorization. Some members of Congress also say the 2001 resolution to fight terrorism passed after the 9/11 attacks should also be reexamined. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P were all down yesterday. The Dow dropped 265 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.